This has been extremely helpful for me. I realize we are a small subgroup of the congregation. This is not the whole gathered community, but it's several of us who clearly care about this issue. And if I were to sum up, I'm hearing that we're not deeply dissatisfied with our current Sunday school time model. I mean, it seems like there are pluses and minuses to it. It's the one thing it really has going for it is we know we can keep doing. It's not something that we're afraid is going to run off the rails and we'll lose people. But I up a general interest in the idea of moving Sunday school before the service also, and an openness among those of us here to try something like that. Am I seeing some nods? I see a general openness to that. We would need to check some signals there, of course, before we just announce this is done, but I see some interest in people giving that a try. Maybe the kind of thing we would say up until Advent, we're going to do it this way and see how it goes. And if we find that's becoming a real obstacle for families, that would be a reason to rethink it, but maybe that's a possibility. And I didn't pick up anybody. I mean, if somebody in the room has a big negative reaction to something like this, you it's okay to say that too. But mostly I picked up very positive kinds of reactions to a more visible, more open kids space that's closer to the action of worship. Fair enough? Yeah. I see you.
Yeah. I just want to add that I think you should keep option three on the table, that after is also a good time because the adults are here, you know?
That's why option three and not option four was the one in the slideshow, is because I just figured that's an easier sell in some ways, but maybe it's not, and there are benefits to putting it before that I fully agree with. Yep.
Just to start talking about the teachers, I would like to have some to know who the teachers are, and especially to have some recognition, because we just see the kids going up, and then we see many parents, and I don't know who's the parent and who's the teacher, and I think they are doing a great job, and I think it would be nice at least to have them in front one day and introduce some volunteers, some the fixed ones, some the aléatoire, but at least to know who the teachers are, to be grateful and recognize the work that they are doing. That's one point. The second point, it is that I'll still would like to see, maybe later on, see some more conversation on the older children, because there is also a nice smaller bulk, but it's also, it will be also nice to have some space for them. And the third one that is even more complicated is the language, because I have kids that they don't speak any English, and we are trying to insert them into this, that is our home, to make them feel at home. So we are trying to translate them, to teach them, to talk before, to talk during, to talk after about what's going on here, but also will be interesting to, in the future, talk about language.
Very good. Lots to discuss here. And yeah, to me it feels like there's need for, I mean, the council needs to take this up, but I also feel there's need maybe for a smaller group beyond the council of people who have some energy and some interest around this to help us think this through. It's not something that should be taking place only at the pastor level, but something that many of us have some expertise in and some care for. So I think we should be looking into that. So if you're interested in being part of a team that does work on some of these issues a bit more, I would love to hear from you too. Any last sort of comments before we wrap this up? I know the Malagasy community will be here if they're not already coming. It's a busy building, but that can all be done, I'm confident. Yeah? Yeah, Valerie.
Jeff and Susan came back to Geneva, and of course they came to church, and of course afterwards we had lunch with them at the spaghetti factory, and Siddharth started singing, Bendice Señor.
He learned it here, yeah. Yep.
I just went on the website of this church, and they have one thing which is really amusing considering what we do. They say that they have a glass partition at the back for people who are disturbed by the children in the church. And they can go behind the glass partition where the sound is piped in, and they can see what's happening through the glass partition and have the sound genuinely for them.
So instead of asking the children to be removed, it's those who are bothered by the sound to be removed, right? Oh, that's funny. Wow. Okay.
Go good. Under the stairs.
We have to stop. Very good. The Malagasy community is here. That's good. Okay, just a short closing prayer. Gracious God, we're grateful for the presence of children among us. We're grateful for their faith, for their curiosity, for their wonder at your love and your presence. Thank you for so many of them in our midst here in our community. Continue to bless our deliberations, our praying, our thinking about how to honor their presence and lift them up. We pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, thank you very, very much. It's been great.